Broadcasting to the world. To the world.
BlakeRadio.com. Music for your mind, body, and soul. Talk radio at its best. You're listening to Rainbow Soul. BlakeRadio.com.
Hello, good evening. Today is Valentine's Day, and as you know, we are Teen Station, and we're excited to talk about the Day of Love. So we're excited to have our teen host come on momentarily. We're going to have Kendall.
Hello.
Ashley.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Tashine.
Hey.
Hi. Everyone's here.
You can hear me?
Yes, we can hear everyone.
Okay.
And Kendall.
Hi.
Hi. I want to welcome everyone. Of course, all of our listeners. And as you know, this is Star, and you're listening to Teen Station, where we always have something to say. And as we all were welcomed with our wonderful teen host, how is everyone doing on this great day? Great evening.
Fantastic.
All right. All right on Valentine's Day, that's not a good start.
Well, my boyfriend is away, so I'm alone.
Yeah. Well, you can pretend tomorrow is Valentine's, or when he returns.
Yes.
And Miranda actually is not here this evening because she is a part of Model UN for the entire weekend. So we look forward to hearing from her on how that's going. And it's going to be with all of the students in the Washington, Maryland, Virginia area. So can't wait to hear about that.
Mm-hmm.
So as you know, the first of the month, you probably received an exorbitant amount of notices, the first of January, of course, notices, whether it may be through email or mail, renewal, you have to renew your magazine subscription, Netflix subscription, gym membership, etc. This past January was Teen Station's teens. They were all working on a personal renewal through celebrating themselves. And we had a wonderful guest, as you know, filmmaker, and Tashine was able to be the host of that. And our next guest, will be Ashley. February 28th, she will be hosting, and we're going to have a wonderful guest that evening. So, audience, please stay tuned. Are you excited, Ashley?
I'm a little nervous. I just hope that I do my guest justice and myself justice and the show justice. So there's a lot of elements, but I think I'll kill it.
Of course you will. So as we always start off with our show with current events, we'll start off with a big one, which happened on Tuesday, the State of the Union Address. Did any of you guys watch it?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, what are your thoughts?
I thought that the State of the Union was very positive, but the backlash after it, the Republican commentary, it just brings you right back down to reality. It's like you get a shot of adrenaline, and then the Republicans come on, and then you get deficient amounts of serotonin, and then you're just like, great, reality sets in again. Nothing's going to get done. That's how I feel.
Did anyone else get to watch it? Or
did
you highlight of it?
But I heard of it, and I heard, yeah, that the Republican Party was being very, like, he's going to deter all of Obama's plans.
They agree on the immigration reform. And Boehner said that's the only thing he sees the Republicans agreeing to and the only thing getting done. Like Obama's plans for gun control and gosh, I forget the other one right now, but I will remember. But all his other plans, they're saying they're probably not going to pass in Congress, and it's just really, really important.
Oh, my God.
Very much so.
Kendall, did you see any highlights or any blurbs on the newspaper or on the computer?
I just heard that President Obama spoke really well. I was so bummed I didn't have the chance to watch it. I had so much homework on Tuesday, so I'm planning to watch it online later tonight.
Oh, nice. That's the beauty of technology.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It certainly was powerful. I was able to watch it, and I thought it was particularly powerful that he was able to bring a lot of the individuals who are affected by guns. He brought in, of course, families from Sandy Hook, and also he also brought this lady was 102 years old. It was in regards specifically to voting. She had to wait 3 to 4 hours to vote, and she still stood there and waited until she was able to get her vote through and wear that
God
sticker.
Bless her.
Yeah, I love that.
That was definitely, definitely powerful. And it made it personal by bringing real live people who are affected, whether it's guns or the voting. And people actually got to see that these people are going through this. So I thought it really hit home. And one big thing which would also affect you teens and audience out there is the wage, increasing the minimum wage.
Yes, that was the other thing. That was the other thing.
$9,
right? $9. That's really big. So it's really important, even though all this political stuff may seem not basically unrelatable, it affects you guys, and it's important to listen and see what's going on.
But we also have to remember that the $9 per hour minimum wage is only a proposal. And venture capitalists are going to fight that and claw that. And capitalists in general are going to just claw that and fight that to the wall because it drives their costs up and it reduces their profit margin and they're not going to like it. So that's going to be a long and tedious fight.
Definitely. But what's important to know is it's a start. It's been put out on the table. It may be a little bit lower, but if you start it out really low, then it'll be lower than what it actually is. So I think it's definitely courageous, but it's true to know. It's good to know both sides and the consequences, but having the courage to put it out there. Another thing, and everyone is starting to be affected by this, is climate change. And actually, a wide variety of Americans supported President Obama's call to action about climate change. The study said that, let's see, we had 65% of Americans supported it about the climate, is addressed about the climate change, including 89% of Democrats, 62% of Independents, and 38% of Republicans, which is
38%?
Yeah.
They're ridiculous. Oh, my goodness.
But, I mean, it's higher than 2.
Oh, my goodness.
It's higher than 2%. So,
yeah,
I mean, there's still people who want to stick to what they believe in, regardless of what they believe in is right. So, and did you guys watch the Grammys?
I can't watch the Grammys.
I didn't.
No one did?
I did. I watched it.
Oh, Kendall?
Yeah, I thought the performances this year were really good for the most part because a lot of times they can be random artists that, like, no one can relate to. I really like Justin Timberlake because he's been away from the music industry for a few years.
Yeah.
Performing. I thought Miguel did really well, too. And I was a little bit disappointed with Frank Ocean. Because
oh, my gosh, yes. Yes.
I loved how he performed, but I thought it was really pitchy. And the rendition that he did of it was kind of strange.
With the whistling at the end? Mm-hmm. Yeah, we need a review for our audience that may not have seen this. Frank Ocean got on stage at the Grammys, probably his first Grammy performance, I believe, and was off key and was pitchy.
Yeah, no.
And he ended his song whistling off stage, and it was the strangest thing I've ever seen someone do for their first. When you're, like, well-established, you can mess up like that. But I don't think he's ever going to be asked to perform at the Grammys again. That is my personal
opinion. I know.
Yeah.
Did he get, like, nervous or something, or was he just weird?
Sometimes when he performs, I remember during the VMAs, mm-hmm. and also when he performed on SNL, he likes to do a different rendition of the song than what's on the CD, so I think the change was kind of weird, and he had I saw on Twitter, he tweeted that he couldn't hear his piano or himself when he was on stage, so he couldn't hear himself.
That's no excuse for not being able
Lady
to sing, though.
Yeah.
That's
he's
no
not
excuse.
Able Lady Gaga.
Well, let's just say he put whistling on the map, and you can maybe varsity score and maybe get a scholarship to go to college to whistle.
not with how he whistled. He did not put whistling on the map.
I heard it. It was quite interesting. It actually was way too long. I started to feel bad for him. I was like, I hope he gets this whistling is over with soon.
Yeah,
sooner than later.
Oh, so awkward.
Oh, goodness.
But still, like, five people in the audience, I don't know if y'all noticed, but, like, still, a few people in the audience actually stood up and clapped for him.
Yes, exactly. You got a standing ovation for that.
So bizarre.
Wow.
I
thought it was, were there reactions of, like, celebrities who were just like, what's happening?
Well, when he got his Grammy Award, I saw online, there's a picture of him walking up to get his Grammy, mm-hmm. and everyone stood up except for Chris Brown, who was seated.
Oh, wow.
He's an idiot. He's another, we can go on all day about Chris Brown. He's such an idiot.
I know.
Everyone was a kid was telling me. So then he wants to raid his, like, Twitter. And, like, say mean things.
He deserves
them.
Yeah.
I thought Rihanna looked gorgeous, but it's disappointing to see her there with Chris Brown. Because
leaning on his shoulder,
Rihanna,
again?
And if you think about it, 3 years ago, they didn't go to the Grammys because that was a night that he had a reputation.
Yeah.
What are your fast?
Some girls just never learn. They need to know. She needs to know how to be by herself and can't go back into messed up relationships. This is crazy.
She considers him a friend.
No.
They're back together. They're dating. She announced it on Instagram. They're dating.
No. I got to Google this right now.
Yeah.
Sorry, Sarah. We're getting so off topic.
But what are your thoughts about her decision to speak? I mean, because violence, especially amongst women, is a very, very serious thing. And she went out and went through with the interview with Diane Sawyer and spoke about it and basically was supposed to be a role model. I mean, when you step out like that, you automatically make yourself a role model regardless of whether you want to or not. And then individuals who go through that look at her and say, well, she's really strong. Maybe I can get through it myself.
No.
Go back.
Sorry, I just kind of... This is about Rihanna, right?
Yes.
No, you don't go back into relationships like two or three times when you know that men don't change. Didn't you watch The Ugly Truth? Men are incapable of change, progress.
People think that they can change people.
You can't change men. You just can't. They just don't change. No,
uh-oh.
Absolutely
we're gonna
not.
We're going to get some angry male callers because of you, Tasin.
I'm so sorry. I have strong feelings about this. People do not change.
So do you think it was smart of her to have the interview beforehand, or should she have kept it to herself and just dealt with her personal life personally, privately?
I don't think she should have come back with the guy at all.
I mean, it's a good thing she told the public, because then people would be, like, start making up, like, they'd act like me, and they'd be, like, you know, angry, and they would be outrageous. So it's a good thing she told the public exactly what she's doing. But that doesn't give her, that gives us the right to judge her. So,
oh,
for being
Lord.
Dumb.
I think that what's wrong with Rihanna's situation is that I think part of what's wrong with society is that we excuse ourselves from being role models to our children, and, like, since a celebrity is on the covers in front pages, we allow them to be role models. Like, Rihanna doesn't hide who she is. She gyrates, she sings about sadomasochism, she wears scandalous clothing, she wears clothing where her nipples are out. Like, that is not my child's role model if I had one. So anything that she does to me is irrelevant, because that's not someone I want my child to emulate. But I will say, for her sake, what she's doing is wrong, because at the end of the day, not only is she getting back with someone who proved that they can be violent with her, she's getting back with somebody who proved that he can't control his temper, male or female. He's still in trouble for beating up other people, and he should go to jail, in my opinion. I don't know why celebrities keep getting slaps on the wrist. No. It's okay. I mean, I just think it's ridiculous. I think it's a lesson. In fact, I don't think that we should counter a role model. I think she should just be a lesson of what not to do when someone has laid their hands on you. Women need to empower themselves and know that there are millions of men out there. And if a man's gonna put his hands on you, he doesn't deserve you or any woman. You should just go find a cow somewhere and make off with that.
Exactly. No, you do not need. Girls need to be able to live by themselves and be by themselves and not go back to people who treat them like shit. Oh, sorry. My God. Treat them badly. Treat them badly. Calm down. And the thing is, like, don't expect pity from people once you're, like, in, like, a terrible relationship and you're going back to the same kind of relationship. Do not expect pity from people, because no one's going to pity you except for yourself. It's just going to be a bunch of self-pity, and then you're going to drown yourself in it, and then you're going to go back into the same relationship with that drowned self-pity, whatever that person has, and you're going to be depressed for the rest of your life. So be okay by yourself, and don't go into stupid relationships, because then you're just stupid. Gosh.
That's right. You know what they say. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. If you get back with somebody like that, it's on you.
That's
you
your
think
fault.
You deserve
it's all
that
your
love.
Fault.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Well, we accept the love we deserve.
Speaking of relationships, an Olympic, do you guys hear it?
Yes, he's crazy.
Oh, yeah, and I killed his wife.
Girlfriend. Yeah, he's been arrested and charged for the murder of his girlfriend. But he was saying that he thought it was an intruder coming in.
Oh, come on.
And so I don't know how an intruder can possibly look like someone you see every single day. But she was 29 years old, so she's young.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And you mistook her for an intruder.
My question is, where was the... Sorry, go ahead, Kendall.
It came out during school that she was going into his house as a surprise for Valentine's Day, and he didn't know she was going in the house, and that's what he said. He thought it was an intruder because it was dark.
That's so stupid. Where was the entry of the bullet? Do we have any proof on where the entry of the bullet was?
Because it just happened, they're still investigating it. They said that only two people were on the premise, and I guess...
I'm just saying, if the bullet did not enter through the back of the head, I don't believe it. And I think that if it was allegedly dark, how is his aim good enough to kill somebody? I don't know.
It was a 9mm.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, this brings us to a great topic, but let's see. The research says it was a 9mm pistol. It was licensed firearm. And
That's all they have right now. Let's see. That's all they have right now.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I don't know.
There was like a survey. In 2009, 17% of such intimate partner killings were gun-related, down from nearly 31% in 1999.
So you said it was decreased?
That was a random fact. Sorry.
No, it's good.
You said it's decreased?
Yeah, it decreased from 1999. I feel like men are, I mean, because of women empowerment, they're becoming less, you know, it's less likely for people to do, like, domestic violence. I don't know. That's what I think. And
I don't think it's domestic violence related.
I mean, intimate partner killings were gun related. Intimate partner killings that were gun related went down. That's weird, though, because now we have more guns.
Him being obviously a public figure, an athlete, similar to the case with O.J. Simpson, and the idea of, like, how living with guns is also being connected to individuals. I guess he had the gun because he said that he was keeping both them and Reva, I guess her name is, safe, which obviously did not happen.
That's ridiculous. He is an Olympic athlete. Where is he living that's that dangerous that he needs a gun to keep people
safe? Well, he's in South Africa.
Oh, yeah, that is the most dangerous country. That's the most dangerous city in the world.
Yeah.
We have different gun cultures as well.
I don't know, man.
But he's also famous. He's also a semi-celebrity.
He probably was a good part of South Africa, though. Like, probably in some gated community.
Right.
Do we know if it's a gated community?
He was in a pretty nice area.
Mm-hmm. Gun. All right.
This whole gun violence.
It just brings upon or sheds more light upon gun regulations. Like, in this case, he was licensed. And he shows no signs of just distortion and all the other factors that one would use to prevent someone from getting a license or a certification.
Mm-hmm.
So, and not too long ago, they had the same incident with the football player who shot his girlfriend and also shot mm-hmm. himself.
Wasn't he crazy, though, due to the injuries?
Yeah, he definitely had symptoms of not being quite there.
Mm-hmm.
The Nike, I guess, reportedly took off an ad that this guy Oscar was on. It said, "I'm the bullet in the chamber." So they had to take that off immediately.
What? I did not quite catch that. What do you mean, bullet in the chamber?
This is like an ad they had on Nike with him, like, mm-hmm. being fast.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's funny. It's not funny, but you know what I mean. Like, we
right.
have to take everything so seriously because it's such a sensitive time, you know?
Mm-hmm. So it's definitely scary. But lastly, of our current events, is the Pope. You guys heard about the Pope residing?
Yes, ma'am.
What are your thoughts about that? I mean, it's a pretty big, he's 85, probably one of the youngest ones leaving. Usually they leave when they're either passed away or just really, really sick. And they've said that he's leaving because he's feeling he has other illnesses. But at the same time, being a Pope, of course, it comes with many cultures and many traditions, but you also are in this modern era where you have to adapt to all the other things that are going on with, like, technology and the scandals that they're having as well.
Mm-hmm.
So how it's sort of a dichotomy. I mean, on one hand, you have tradition, but at the same time, you have to be able to speak to the younger generations, too. So how does that happen? And we can't just have Pope. I mean, how many years was it that he was here
7 or 8.
Yeah, 7 or 8, exactly. Mm-hmm. How can they find sort of a common ground?
I don't know. I think the Pope is doing the right thing because, you know, they would work him until he dies, and I don't think he wants to go out like that. So I appreciate the fact that he cares about his health. And also, that also highlights the Catholic Church that he can make such a decision for himself, which is very exciting, not as stringent anymore. But I think that they're going to have a hard time delineating because it's exactly what you're saying, the crossroads that the world is in right now. Who would be the best to take the mantle of the Catholic Church and usher it into this new modern era? I mean, the Pope really did was really trying. I mean, he tried the whole Twitter thing and all those other
he
things.
He did?
But yeah, he had a Twitter. Yes, he
weird.
Did. Well, he's trying to, you know, reach to the younger people because modern society is slowly but surely secularizing. So if you could reach out to them in a way that they understand, I mean, that's the church's ultimate aim. But I don't know. I know a lot of people are throwing around Timothy Dolan, and they're throwing around some man from, like, well, I don't want to quote places I don't know, but they're considering people from Eastern Europe and South America
right.
and stuff like that.
I don't know too much about how popes get elected or chosen. But
usually it's like a whole bunch of cardinals and people who are chosen to select in the event that the Pope leaves. But then they delineate in the Vatican for an indefinite amount of time. It could be a week. It could be a day. It could be a month. It could be, like, a year. But they have to decide on who they think is the best person. And then they, like, I don't know how they establish them, but I know that's how they delineate.
Wow.
Mad right. official.
I mean, quite the news. Lots of news in the past couple of weeks, couple of days.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know a lot of news.
I forgot that man's name. The one who killed the child. No, he killed the police officer.
Oh, Dorner?
Yes, Dorner. Someone was telling me how he was, I'm sorry, it's like really random, but someone was telling me how they think that he killed a lot of innocent people and that the police and, like, the media are just trying to cover up his mistakes, even though he killed, like, 2 Japanese women and there was, like, clear evidence, and he killed other people too, but they just want to make it seem like it's not his fault, not all his fault, make it seem it's a mistake, oh, he had to do it. Yeah, sorry, that was just pretty random.
Well, I mean, that goes upon a lot of these incidents with gun-related things, so it's definitely been brought
He probably got his gun legally, though. How much you want to bet?
Yeah, exactly.
Obviously,
he's part of the NYPD, I mean, LAPD.
Yeah, LAPD.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, it's all good.
So on to our topic of the evening, love. Valentine's Day. Do you guys all have a great Valentine's Day?
No.
Yes, I am. I just bought, like, a bunch of cupcakes to give my friend. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so I'm a girl, and I'm not a lesbian.
Yes,
but I just want to share this. Please, let me share this. Okay, so my friend... she has a boyfriend, but whatever. So we were going to be Valentine's, and she, like, made the cutest thing. She, like, lit it up the whole dorm room, and then she gave me, a tea party, and then I made her a song. It was just adorable. She's adorable.
That's
just
friendly friendship.
Yes.
That's a Galentine moment.
What are your thoughts? I mean, each year it seems as though through commercial products, of course, that were being sold earlier and earlier. You go to CVS, you go to all the different department stores, Valentine's Day. When does it get to be too much?
I mean, in terms of advertising, do you mean?
Exactly.
I think it's already too much because now, like, women have, like, a preconceived notion that Valentine's Day has to be, like, all, like, just about women and just about, you know, being cutesy. But guys don't really see it the same way. Like, my friend, he says that Valentine's Day is just a Hallmark holiday just for Hallmark cards to make more money and for them to, you know, just a random holiday. It doesn't even have to do much about, like, love and stuff.
there's always two sides to Valentine's Day. And it's the side for people who are in a relationship, in a good relationship, and people who are in a bad relationship or single. And if you are single or in a bad relationship, you hate Valentine's Day, like with a passion. And if you are, if you're happy in your relationship, you love Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Or if you're one of those people who have like people like just crush on you all the time, you love Valentine's Day. I think it's a perspective holiday. It satisfies people at different points in their life. Like maybe this year, Valentine's Day is not your day, but maybe next
mm-hmm.
year you're in a lovely relationship and it's the best day of the year. You know, I don't think it's too much.
It's actually pretty funny. The friend that I have that hates Valentine's Day is actually in a really great relationship. He just hates it. He's like, why do we have to be romantic on one random day that is like has nothing to do with anything, but instead of showing your love with little things every single day or all the time
it's unrealistic. I mean, honestly, I agree, like love is something that should be celebrated every day, but let's be real, there's a reason why we have to allocate days. There's a reason why we have calendars and we have sticky notes and we have planners, because life gets in the way. So if we can just dedicate one day to making sure, at least this one day, hey, babe, you know I love you, right? That's good. I mean, honestly, if we didn't have a day, you'd be surprised how much telling someone that you love them and showing it gets lost in translation.
I agree.
Oh, there you go. Kendall, do you think it's lost its meaning?
Well, I think, like, as like a teenage girl, it always comes along with a lot of drama, because we're always wondering, you know, who's going to get a Valentine and who doesn't. And the people that don't get them feel bad. But I totally agree. I think sometimes, like, as life goes on, we sometimes forget to tell people we love them. We forget to, like, appreciate those around us. So I think there's a more optimistic side to it than being single, because you can still show love to your friends and your family. So I think there's an upside to it.
Yeah. We're going to take a step back to old school and play a little love song, as Ashley requested the song as well.
Yay! So she's going to play Kiss Me by the Cranberries.
Barley nightly beside the green, green grass. Swing, swing, swing the spinning step. You wear those shoes and I wear that dress. Oh, kiss me beneath the melty twilight. Leave me out on the moonlit shore. Lift your open hand. Strike up the band and make the spotlight.
that bring back memories?
I love
of
this
their
song.
Little
yeah.
eighth grade dances. Oh, goodness. Yes. Yes, certainly today is Valentine's Day. Well, getting through all of the commercial aspect of Valentine's Day, the actual meaning of Valentine's Day, which we talked about briefly, is love. Now, are you too young to fall in love? Do you guys think?
Nope.
No.
All right, we'll start off with our
no's
and why,
I think
go on to our yeses.
Okay, I can go beyond my yes. I'm 19, and I've been with my boyfriend since I was 14 years old. So I was a young teenager when I was with my boyfriend. Not like, oh, I met him when I was 18 or whatever. So I think that it is possible. I think people underestimate love. I mean, there's a reason why there's high school sweethearts, and there's a reason why there's a statistic, and I think it's 80% of people. Hello, is everything okay on someone's end?
Yeah, okay. I can hear you.
Okay, there's a statistic that says about 80% of people marry someone they knew between the grades of 7th and 12th. So
that's
a lot
what
of people.
I heard that statistic as well.
Right? So there's a reason. There, you know, I think that love is possible at, I mean, an age where at least its concept is conceivable. And at the end of the day, love is not, it's not a logical thing. It's a feeling. And anyone at any age can experience a feeling. So I think that it's possible, personally.
I think
living proof of it.
I think you're just a rare case. I'm sorry.
Yay, then I'm
maybe
a lucky
a hater. But I think you're a rare case of love.
You're not a hater.
I'm telling you the truth. Not most relationships after high school end, people do not like each other from middle school. People can't like each other for that long unless they were, like, friends from beforehand or unless they have, like, this deep, like, friendship. Cause sometimes people, like, misunderstand. Like, they can't distinguish between, like, love and lust or love and the other feeling that you get when you see someone and you're like, wow, amazing, or whatever dumb feeling that is. But I think you definitely, kids are too young to understand the meaning of love. I think it's just, you have to have a certain level of maturity or, like, an understanding of what love it actually is. Love isn't, like, you know, that feeling of, like, you know, of giving flowers or, like, roses or stuff. Love is, like, you know, that feeling that I'll be there for you no matter what. But, like, the giving flowers and, like, being romantic is what comes after, you know that I'll be there for you no matter what. Some people just kind of, like, reverse that, give flowers, and then they realize, later. Like, I don't know, maybe I'm crazy.
There are grown people who haven't figured out what love is either. I mean,
yeah,
I think everyone knows what love is. Everyone has experienced love in some capacity. And then it's like, falling in love is just, the reason why I think that teenagers can fall in love is because when you're in love with somebody, it's not something that you understand. I can tell you right now, if I was single and I was looking at a couple that was disgusting, what is wrong with them? Like, they can't see how, like, I don't know, attached they are to each other. Don't they feel weird about that? But I'm in love, so I don't get it. I don't see it like that. And I think that love is something that transcends logic, and it's not something that is a matter of age. It's really something that just traps you. I don't know. It just sneaks up on you and it just grabs you, and the next thing you know, you're there.
The love bug. What about Kendall?
Yes.
I don't know. I tend to be more optimistic about it, even though sometimes it seems like a lot of people don't find love at, like, a younger age. One of my best friends started dating her boyfriend when she was 12. So at the time they started dating, I doubt that it was a serious relationship. And now, you know, she's 18 and they're still together, which I think is just crazy to think about. But I don't know. I think there's a person out there for everyone, and there's a time when you're supposed to meet them. So I think a lot of times, like, our teens of this generation try to rush things, and that's when trouble can start, you know?
Yeah, everyone's just trying to have sex. Nasty.
Yeah. People try to rush things. People try to rush their feelings. Sometimes they misinterpret, like, their feelings for being love or, like, for being that, like, forever kind of thing. Like, I used to know this person who used to be like, oh, forever, forever, forever. And then, like, 5 minutes later, they'd be like, never, never, never. And then it's like a Taylor Swift song over
exactly.
and over.
Exactly. I think you're taking care of lyrics. So, I mean, nowadays you see Facebook and you can, with a click of a button, say, not only defriend someone, but you can get in a relationship and out a relationship just like with the snap of a finger. Has that transcended to emotions and relationships amongst teenagers?
Oh, most definitely. There's something when someone goes, like, went from quote-unquote in a relationship to quote-unquote single, everyone's just like, gasp, what happened? Are you all right?
God.
Text me. Oh, my goodness, I didn't see this coming. It's really
it's unbelievable. Unbelievable. I hate it when people do that. I have strong feelings about this. I hate when people have to post their relationship on Facebook, Twitter, whatever else social media that there is out there. Why do you have to,
But do you think it's going to affect relationships in the long run? So, like, these young teenagers, obviously, and you guys are on Facebook all the time, so it's an on, off, fast, if I don't like you today, I love you tomorrow,
yes.
I may like you next week. Is that going to be inputted in a relationship, family, the whole ideology of that whole, like, family and love in the future?
Yeah, like, you'll look back and your kids will see that, or people will see that around you. And
Facebook is not going to be around that long that my kids are going to see, oh, Mom,
that's
20
true.
Years ago, you broke up with Dad. Like, what? That would be a great archive.
But think about this, like, stuff will be up, like, stuff that you say,
mm-hmm.
stuff that you write, stuff that you posted, and say that one day, you know what, I'm going to Google my parents' name, and then they're going to come across this somehow, some way. I mean, like, the reason I don't Google my parents' name is because they're brown, and brown people really don't have any access to the internet, or they didn't before. So, I mean, my parents are literally, like, blank. But, I mean, in the future, everything that we write, our kids can look it up, and it'll be there. It's dangerous. It's very dangerous.
What do you think, Kendall? I couldn't agree more. I don't know. Facebook, for me, has turned out to be fine, but I've seen, like, drama happen on it. I've seen, you know, my uncle's friends get fired, things like that. So, I'm not a big fan of a ton of PDA or, like, exposing
mm-hmm.
a relationship all the time. I think it should be between the two people that are in the relationship, not, you know, 2,000 Facebook friends.
I agree.
Exactly.
But I will say that. Oh, go ahead.
No, I was just not nothing.
I was just gonna say that. Like, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm not concerned about my kids Googling my name because I don't do porn. I don't have really anything to hide, really, in terms. I mean, our parents, I think, I don't know about a lot of people, but I know that at some point in time, our parents, like, when we're at that age, you know, they come to us and they, you know, tell us about their little trials and tribulations and love in the way they feel most comfortable. And we know our parents, we know a lot of marriages and long relationships had an on and off period. I think most long-term relationships I know have had a period where people broke up. And I think it's a jumping point to just explain to your kids, yeah, things happen, but look where we are now. I don't know. I don't think I agree with the whole, oh, my kids are going to Google and find out what I did. I don't know.
Actually, I'm sort of going along with the mindset. So when based upon, like, the culture and society, that sort
uh-huh.
of influences on how you live your life. Of course, your family and how you're raised influence on how you live your life, but also the things and the events that occur. During the Great Depression, they had a certain ideology, a lot of people during that time, and, like, how to raise a family or the economy, how finances. And then now with technology,
the, like, 13 to, or basically any adolescents with the computer always being on and being able to change things within the split decision, and everything is fast, fast, fast. I get it fast. So I'm saying, is that type of mindset going to go through, like, when they have a family, how is that going to affect their family and their idea about love and long lasting and just sticking it out there and, like, just working through it versus, all right, I'm going on to the next one, on to the next one. Is it going to affect it?
I think that in terms of Kendall, honestly, that is high school. Me and Tassine mm-hmm. went through that too. Like, I do not mm-hmm. go through that now that I'm in college at all. I don't think anyone I know really does unless they're stuck in high school mode. I guarantee you, when everyone around you starts getting a real life, because trust me, in high school, you think you have a life. You, honestly, mm-hmm. you really don't have a life, honestly. And I don't mean that in a bad way. I'm just saying that when everyone really starts becoming involved with matters that really do matter, that is not even going to be a thing on their newsfeed. They're not even going to have time to update their relationship status, let alone sign into mm-hmm. Facebook in general. So, I mean, it's true. Dramatic now, but when you graduate high school and you move on to college, you're going to see that people do grow up and your Facebook's going to change. There's going to be more people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was on the Metro and I heard, I mean, I guess these women were 30s. They're saying that they're giving up for Lent. What they're going to give up for Lent is Facebook. And in my mind, I was like, wow, your aunt. And she's like, yes, last year I gave it up and I limited myself to 10 minutes a day. And so.
I'm not giving it up.
Grown adults are still on Facebook a lot. And just the same thing. So, what you said is true as well, but if they're grown adults doing the same thing right now, it's still continuing. Facebook is traveling.
Then they need to unfriend those people. If 30-year-olds are still like, oh my God, he broke up with me, you don't need to be friends with them.
Yo,
it's a waste of your time.
So speaking of technology, there are these love apps.
Yeah.
And there's one love app called Kill Switch, which is an app designed to make breaking up less painful.
Oh, Lord.
The deactivation of, like, your Facebook status, instead of just clicking in a relationship or off at a relationship, I guess it's, like, an easier and less painful and less stressful routine. So, and there's another one.
Wow.
Called How About We, and it's like a new age of dating, and you just put down different adventurous dates, and then I guess someone who likes that type of date goes on the date with them. Like, how about, today seems like a nice day, let's go walk outside in the park, and then I guess that's an adventurous date for someone. All these apps are coming about on trying to make relationships easier or the breakups easier speaking to someone face-to-face. What are your thoughts about that? We'll start off with Kendall, Ashley, Tashane.
I didn't hear the last part of the question. Will you repeat it, please?
What are your thoughts about these apps, just having basically love in an application and within a click of a button, whether you want it or you don't want it, or ways to find it easily and less painful?
I think that's using technology as a crutch for having your, like, taking responsibility for your own relationship, because I think that at a certain age you should be able to make specific decisions on your own and not always rely on, you know, other people, and especially electronics, because it helps you, like, grow as a person and learn a lesson. And I feel like you're not learning lessons as a person if you're using your phone.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I'm gonna second that. I think that people, they need to grow up. It's there's no nice way to say it. Like, everyone out there, if you have this app, you need to grow up. You're going to get hurt. People are going to break your heart. People are going to hurt your feelings. It's life. We all go through it. It's not, oh, I'm the only person in the world who's ever been dumped on. You know, it's, I don't understand. There's an app for everything. And, you know, I can't be mad at these app people because if they see a need and someone's stupid enough to download it, they're going to fill it. So, people, if you don't agree with stupid things like this, don't use them and just experience life. And there's nothing wrong with bad things happening. It just, it's just another lesson. And that's it.
Definitely, I agree. I think these apps are just making people become so dependent, so reliant on, like, technology that they're just forgetting how to deal with things by themselves. They just use, they look for outlets to, like, help them. So sometimes you just have to sit there and think about what you did or what happened and or what, deal with it. That's it. Deal with it. You'll get over it soon. It's okay, okay? For all you people out there, it's okay. Eat some candy and some chocolate and find something else better to do.
It's okay to cry. It's okay to cry.
Yes.
It's okay to be upset.
Okay. Draw a picture. Go make some music. Do something interesting. Go have an adventure. Travel.
Words from the wise here on Blake Radio Rainbow Stone. So what is the cheesiest pickup lines that you've heard?
I got you, Star. I've looked up some horrible pickup lines. I think the worst ones are the ones that are, like, sexual innuendos. And I will share you some. Like, for example, just call me milk. There's one that goes, like, just call me milk. I'll do your body good.
Oh,
really?
Wow.
I would throw up on this person. Or, let's see, what's another one? This one is really rude. There are also ones that are really rude, like this one. I may not be the best-looking guy here, but I'm the only one talking to you. Like,
ooh,
what?
That's so rude.
That
rude.
Is
a nice
beyond
that.
Rude.
Rude.
What would you ladies do if somebody came up to you and said some nonsense like that?
I don't know. Like, I was trying not to cry. I'm quite sensitive.
Really?
I said bye.
How about this one? Can I take your picture? I want Santa to know exactly what I want for Christmas this year.
Creepy. No, that's a no. No.
I heard a really bad one yesterday. This boy in my class goes up to one of my friends, and he was like, you know, like, we should hang out again. I had so much fun when we hung out the last time. And she goes, what? We've never hung out before. And he said, oh, I guess that was a dream.
That's
oh,
cute.
No.
So no, no, that's not cute. Not cute at all. There was one that this guy said to one of my friends, and this one was pretty good. So he's like, oh, do you know what this jacket is made of? And she's just like, I think it's peacoat, made of wool or something. He's just like, no, it's boyfriend material. And she's just like, oh my god. And he's really good looking too. And she was like, oh my god, my heart's stolen.
That is fly right there.
I love that.
I didn't hear the end of it. Will you say it again?
Oh, okay. So basically, this boy was like, oh, do you know what my peacoat's made out of? She's just like, is it wool? I think it's wool. And he's just like, no, sorry, boyfriend material. And she's just like, whoa. Oh.
That's a good one.
That is a good one.
Yeah.
I just be like, you're slick.
Yeah. It's like, oh, so bad.
So as we close off our show, I want to let me know what your best Valentine or most memorable Valentine experience, or if you haven't had one, what would it be?
Huh?
Who wants to go first?
You go, Ashley.
Fine.
Boyfriend.
Whatever.
Yeah, might as well. So I guess, because if he's listening and I picked the wrong day, I do not want to hear anything. I guess, like, one of my favorite Valentine's days was when we were 15. I think it was our first, like, real Valentine's Day together. Was it 15 or 16? Was one? I forget. But my mom forced me to, like, buy this dress I hated, and I didn't want to wear it. But she's like, it's classy. So I was already kind of, like, blah, because I was in a dress I didn't want to wear. And then it was one of those dates where everything went wrong, the effort was just so there, and he tried to just make it such the perfect date that it was so sweet. We went on like a little carousel ride, and the carousel was nothing like we expected. It was a type of carousel, and we went to eat at a Southwestern restaurant, but the food was nasty, and we thought it was going to be good food, and we wanted to go someplace, but we couldn't afford it, so we ended up walking around the city. Like, it was just everything that could have gone wrong did, but we just made the most of it, and it was really memorable. So I always remember my
so
first
cute.
Real Valentine's Day. Yeah.
Aww.
Still up. How about you, Dacine?
I mean, I've really never really had a Valentine, but last year, me and Drew made a song for one of my cousins, and I think that was just so much fun. I think I just had so much fun making that song and singing it to her because she started, like, tearing up, and then after that, like, it was a Valentine's Day song, so I was just like, would you be my Valentine to my cousin? And she was just like, yeah, sure. But then, like, a week later, she got a boyfriend, so I was like, girl, that guy gave her like a rose, and then same thing happened this year. The girl got a boyfriend. I'm telling you, I have bad luck. I have bad luck with women.
You're a good luck charm, though. I will say
I know for the girls.
And Kendall.
Okay, so I haven't had like a really memorable one for myself quite yet, but the cutest one I thought. My cousin, he works in a recording studio. He's 17, he's my age, and he, like, sings and he raps and stuff.
That's cool.
And he makes his own beats, and
we'll have to have him on our show.
Yeah, definitely. Just let me know when. And he recorded a song for one of the girls that he likes and put it, and made a CD and gave it to her, but it has, like, a different CD cover. So she thought it was just, like, a CD of, like, a popular singer she liked, and then it was a song dedicated for her on it. It was so cute.
Oh, that's slick.
That's cute.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That's cute. Well, I'm sure our listeners have very great advice from all of you guys, and they know what not to say as a pickup line. They know what not to get and to stay true to themselves and not fall for this technology love and work on that real hard love. All right. Thank you so much, everyone, for coming on Valentine's Day. I hope everyone has a great evening. And as you know, this is Teen Station on Blake Radio. Tell us your thoughts. We would love to continue to spread your word and hear what you guys have to say. Follow us on Twitter at Teen Station, and you'll be able to find all of our posts as well. Thank you, of course, for listening to Teen Station here on Blake Radio Rainbow Soul, where you can engage in all of our perspectives of all, the opinion of many. This is our untapped truth. Tonight is our untapped truth of a love. So what do you have to say? Have a good night, everyone.
Happy Valentine's Day! Stay safe. Don't make babies.
Don't make babies. Condom.
Kill you makes you strong.